Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Freedom, that's what it's all about, my friends. If you're listening to the Todd Albaugh Show across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, November 14th, 2022. George Michael, what a guy. And what that comes from his album back from 1990. And one of my favorite songs. I used to put that on vinyl at the coffee shop after I closed. I just danced my butt off. And people probably looked and thought, that guy's lost it. And they were absolutely right. I had, and still do on occasion. Welcome into our first and inaugural day of the Todd Albaugh Show. I am your host, Todd Albaugh, along with the incomparable Luke Mathers, pardon me, on the board today with our production and engineering, filling in for our regular producer, Eric Zommers, who went out this weekend and got plastered. No, he didn't.
It was the Packer game, folks. The Packer game, yes. He was just drinking through the whole... No.
He was just the poor guy. And we were talking about this. Aaron and I were off, Luke and I off the air. There's stuff going around. There's viruses and all kinds of stuff. So a lot of people are not feeling well today. So we wish our best to our producer, Eric Zommers, and hopefully he will be back soon. But we are glad that Luke Mathers, co-host of Dueling Tangents, is with us this morning.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here and excited to help launch with you your inaugural show.
So. Well, you're amazing. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Quick morning headlines. Again, if you haven't heard this morning, University of Virginia, three are dead this morning after an overnight shooting on the University of Virginia campus. The shooter is still at large. Authorities have not updated us yet on all the particulars, but the University of Virginia under lockdown this morning for the majority of the campus. NFL, the Packers find a way to win as they get by the Dallas Cowboys. Mike McCarthy works his magic for the Pack and brings a loss home to Lambeau Field as the Packers win 31-28 on a Mason Crosby kick in overtime to deliver the win for the Pack. Wisconsin some Badger football. The Badgers fall to Iowa 24-10 over the weekend. Braylon Allen, as Luke pointed out earlier, tells the team he will stay with Wisconsin as long as Jimmy Leonard is the head coach, i.e. Chris McIntosh, post that sucker and take the interim label off of Jimmy Leonard as soon as possible. Badger volleyball, Wisconsin number 3 in the country now on senior night at the Fieldhouse in Madison, gets a nice win, three sets to nothing over Maryland over the weekend, and those are a couple of your headlines. Wisconsin election results, Doug LaFollette still not 100% called for Secretary of State over Amy Loudenbeck. All other state races are called. On the national scene, the U.S. Senate is staying in Democratic control as the Nevada race was called, meaning that worst, Democrats will have a 50-50 majority with the tiebreaker being cast by Vice President Kamala Harris. Georgia still in the mix, the runoff between Warnock and Herschel Walker. Coming up on December 6th. John Nichols last night from the Nation and also the Capital Times, great guy. Hope to have him on the show soon. He tweeted out last night, he says, my assessment at this point is that the max Republicans can get in the House if they win toss-ups is 221, but there is every chance they could end up with a bare minimum of 218, and yes, Democrats could keep the House. So there are a number of races, Arizona and California in particular, still out and being waited to the final call. But here's the wonderful thing. If somehow Republicans do get control of the U.S. House, Kevin McCarthy is going to have a crap show on his hand out there because, believe me, as someone who works in politics, the one thing if you're the leader you do not want is like a one or two seat majority, because what that means is the crazies in your caucus control it. So, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene or whoever could say, no, I don't think so. We're going to do it this way or I'm going to vote with the Democrats. So it is unthinkable to have a U.S. House Congress caucus, particularly the Republicans, with a one or two seat majority. So Probably the good news for President Biden is it is really going to hamper the ability for Republicans, if they do get control of the House, to really do a lot of harm. Kevin McCarthy or whoever the Speaker ends up being is going to have a lot on his hands to try to get that done. So the House, U.S. House, still up in the air depending upon final election results. I will say this. Let's give a compliment to a Republican this morning. I will say congratulations, or thank you, I should say, to Doug Mastriano, who actually conceded the Senate gubernatorial race over the weekend. This is actually a big deal. And he says, quote, "There is no right course but to concede, which I do, and look to the challenges ahead." That is after dodging questions about whether he'd accept the results for the Pennsylvania governor's race. He conceded to Josh Shapiro, the Democratic candidate who won. So this is actually a big deal. I don't mean to make light of it at all, because so many Republicans were saying they were going to continue to question the election results. They would not accept the election results, like Trump has refused to do of 2020 and so many others. So the fact that Mastriano came out and conceded, the fact that Tim Michaels from Wisconsin governor conceded to Tony Evers, I don't discount that. And I actually sincerely thank them. That is the way democracy is supposed to work. You play hard, you fight hard, but at the end of the day, after all the votes are counted in a free and fair election, which this one certainly was, as was 2020, you congratulate the winner. And believe me, as a two-time loser myself for a state assembly, I did exactly that. So I have been on the losing end. I'm going to maybe... political losers. That'll be a segment, maybe. Todd Allbaugh will be on. That's a story for another day. But yeah, I ran for office myself. I was elected to the city council a couple of times, but I lost two races to some interesting folks at the Republican level. But you concede. That's what you have to do. That is what democracy is. That's how we bring each other together. That is our next segment, how we bring folks together. You're listening to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little John Baptiste. Fantastic. I love John Baptiste. Miss him on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, but he is on to bigger and brighter things. But did you see that performance, Luke, on the Grammys that he did on that song?
I saw one of the award show performances.
The costuming was fantastic, and I think it was the Grammys, wasn't it, where he won Album of the Year? And it was a little bit of a surprise to some people, but he had this fantastic cape on that he wore to accept the award. But he had all these awesome, he has all these colorful suits anyway, but the guy is just multi-talented, and I'm a huge fan. So nice job, John Baptiste, freedom, absolutely. On a Monday morning, starting things off with the Todd Allbaugh Show, it is about quarter after, make it 16 past the hour of 9 o'clock here in the great state of Wisconsin. Wherever you are listening to us, on WRCE in Richland Center, on WXCO in Wausau, or up in Amory on WXCE, we thank you for listening. Or perhaps you have done what you really needed to do, and that is to download the Civic Media app and then go to other stations and then scroll down to WRCE News in the Center and click on that, and bada bing, bada boom, just like Mr. Bean, who was listening this morning, sent me a text, you could be listening too on the Civic Media app. And not just me, but see, I'm kind of the low bar, I'm kind of the leadoff hitter, and then it gets better throughout the day, just little by little. And then Luke Mathers comes in at 2 o'clock with Dueling Tangents with Brian, and they do great. And then the cleanup crew, right? Mike Crute and Dom, Crudy and Dom, they come in with Devil's Advocate and just knock it out of the park. Just boom, it's gone, right?
There's not a network trying to provide the amount of local programming for the state of Wisconsin that can contend with us, in my opinion. We are creating more local radio content than I think anybody else out there, and it's incredible, because you named those three shows. We've also got As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bryan.
Yes.
We've got Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow in the mornings from 6 to 8. We've got the Earl Ingram Show, which is playing right now in Wausau. Or, excuse me, Waukesha.
Yeah.
It's a little early in the morning for me still, again. The coffee's finally kicking in, but we've got so many different local communities, I sometimes throw in the wrong one. And Todd, I feel for you because you're for the call signs that you have. WRCE, WXCE, and WXCO are also similar. That it's kind of it's not fair.
I literally have them in front of me right now, so I don't mess it up. Because I'm on my second cup of coffee this morning. Wonder State Coffee, by the way, fantastic coffee from Faroka, Wisconsin. So yeah, I'm doing that, and I get it. But yes, shout out to Kristen Bray this morning down in Waukesha. She comes on right after us at 11 o'clock. I had the honor to go down and be on her show last week in the Shaw, as they say, or at least some people say. And here's a great story from my time in Waukesha. I've been in Waukesha before for other reasons. Nothing illicit. Just I went down for politics. You know, big when you're a former, back in my Republican days, you know, the world revolves around Waukesha. But I went down to our station at WAUK in Waukesha because there had been a little vandalism on Halloween night. A couple of windows got broke out, and it turns out other places in downtown Waukesha were as well. So it appears that it wasn't a targeted attack. But, you know, to their credit, Mike Crute and Sage Weil, our owners, you know, I loved it because Crute was on the phone. I kind of overheard him from my office. It's kind of open space here. And yeah. He gave me, God love him. I'm not complaining. I'm happy for the, you know, but he said, when he first sat me down and said, we're giving you your own show, he said, it starts in 2 weeks. And I looked him right in the eye and said, I'll be ready. And inside I went, holy crap. So I'm trying to get ready for this show. And I hear him tell somebody in Waukesha, yeah, you know, Todd's show doesn't start till next week. He really doesn't have anything on his plate. I'll have him come down and help out in Waukesha. And I'm like, beautiful. And then he and Sage come to me and said, well, what are you doing today? And I said, whatever you tell me. Good, right answer. And so I went to Waukesha, and I go down there to be the quote-unquote security. All right. So I'm 5'10", 160-odd pounds. And, you know, I'm not threatening. I don't think I look threatening at all. And so I walk in, and Earl Ingram is just getting off the show. And Earl is like the kind of guy that you would see playing beautiful jazz in a jazz club. I mean, he's just cool and hip and has it together. But he's a kind, gentle guy, but he has that look in his eye like, do not mess with me or I will mess you up. You know, I mean, you just don't want to mess with Earl. And so he comes out. I brought donuts for the day. I told him, you guys need some love. So I brought him a dozen donuts, and Earl comes out and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, thanks for the donuts. Well, why are you here? And I said, well, Crudy sent me down here to be security. And he goes, so seriously, why are you here? I got sent down to be security for the day. And he thought that was hilarious. And but I said, isn't it awesome to be working for a company that cares enough about their employees that they would rather, you know, go overboard on making sure that we're safe? And that's just another great part about working for this company is that they really do put their employees first. And I know they're going to do the same thing with each community in which they're buying radio stations. And so I think that's my takeaway that I've been telling people in Richland Center, where I'm from. I would say it to folks listening in Amory and Wausau. In any of the other communities, I know there's apprehension, right? I know there's all these horror stories about other conglomerates coming in and quote-unquote taking our radio station away. It's actually going to be just the opposite. Sage and Crudy want to give back your community via radio. And like Luke said, there's so much local programming and so much focus on Wisconsin. And Kristen Bray had me on her show, and she's doing it on As Goes Wisconsin. And it's really an opportunity to have a dialogue with each other across the state. So Luke's absolutely right. Speaking of dialogue, if you want to call in and talk to me or talk to anybody or just complain about me, feel free. 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155, your winning lotto number. We are talking about unity on the program and how we all get along, right? Because we are going to do political stuff. We're going to talk about current events. I will call people out on both sides that I think are pulling the wool over our eyes. We'll also compliment people who are doing it the right way. But at the end of the day, we can have differences. We can have a debate, a respectful debate. But we have to get along in our communities. So at the bottom of the hour, sometimes the hardest thing, right, is just to get along with our relatives. You know, the people that we have to live with or see. And, oh, God, Thanksgiving's coming up, but I got to go see Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally, and they voted for Trump, and I voted for, you know, Biden. And, oh, have no fear. Toddy has got you. All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, my good friend Kira Sabin, who is a positive psychology practitioner. That's Kira's official title, positive psychology practitioner. I just like to call her the Karl Rove of love because she takes no prisoners. She tells it like it is, and she will give us some great advice on how to handle obnoxious relatives or just in general obnoxious people in your life. And you know what? If you supported Trump and you think, you know, the person that voted for Evers is just a raging lunatic, fine. Tune in. Kira, it's applicable both ways.
Does Kira have insight on these really interesting, fascinating people to me, the Evers Johnson voters? Because those are the people I want to have conversations right? with, too. Because
I know.
And Baldwin Walker voters yeah. in 18. And Wisconsin has a very interesting dynamic. And so I, too, have come to civic media from previous stints in politics, Todd. Mm-hmm. Not as long as and tenured as yourself. But
still, you've had experience.
But very much from the Democratic side of politics, mm-hmm. experienced a lot of the, well, how can you talk to those people? They've voted for Trump. How can you talk to those people? They believe this. And really when it gets down to it is I think we're not having enough conversations and we're not having the lines of communication aren't as open as they could be here yeah. in the state of Wisconsin because it's important when you step away from the politics conversations to be able to understand them better is everybody is unique and different and bring their own perspective and not everybody is as partisan right. and as calculating as some people who do work in politics and do talk radio and do all of the things that they're so focused on the news and the politics and the game of it all that they lose sight sometimes that there's other people out there and they're just living their day-to-day lives and yeah they may have happened to vote for Evers or Trump or Clinton or Biden and it's just you have to have these conversations to be able to understand them rather than just being like oh well they voted for that person they're helpless now because right. I don't believe in that and that's right. that's a whole reason why I'm so thrilled to be able to be here at Civic Media and doing what we're doing because that's what talk radio at the end of the day is. It's a one-way conversation for a lot of us, but like Todd said, you can call in and make it a two-way conversation, 715-388-7155.
Look at that. That's an experienced dude right there who knows how to get it in. Sneak that number in, 715-388-7155. Give us a call. Look, you're absolutely right. And I think so much of it is just like this, right? Just having a conversation. My best friends, Kurt and Florcy Kohler down in Monroe, I'll mention them quite often. They know me probably better than almost anybody else. I've known them since college. I have the honor of being the godfather of both of their sons. My favorite oldest godson, Alex, and my favorite youngest godson, Jason, who is finishing up. Alex has graduated from UW. He is a big microbiologist for Eli Lilly, which I have to talk to him because Eli Lilly had some problems. Not them, but a fake Twitter account. They lost a bunch of money. So, Alex, everything okay? I gotta give him a call. And then Jason is actually crashing with me for the rest of the semester because he's finishing up and needed a place to live his last semester. So for me, it's fantastic to have this cool, youthful dude. I'm not sure for him it's really that great, but I'm loving it. But he is aerospace. He is a mechanical engineer aerospace. But another, you know, I've told Kurt and Florcy, you guys, if you ever need money, just sell your DNA. Because, I mean, you created a microbiologist and an aerospace, mechanical engineer. But I hope, well, to your point, Luke, you know, some of the greatest conversations I've had are with Kurt and Florcy, just over coffee on their back deck. So Kurt texted me this morning, wished me good luck, and so did Florcy. And I said, well, I hope it's just kind of like us having coffee, you know, because if we sit and have conversations, to your point, Luke, we can listen to each other and find out, well, you know, we might disagree, but we're maybe more alike than we thought.
Absolutely. And a lot of the time, there isn't as much disagreement. There's just people not quite understanding the other point of view. And as soon as you talk about it and bring that understanding together is how you can find common ground and move forward. And so it's not even that there's not compromise to be had out there. It's just We got to be talking, and we got to be communicating with each other.
Absolutely, 100%. Reminds me of, I wrote this down, we carry the Rick Smith show on our Civic Media Radio Network in the evening. He had Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiza on a couple of weeks ago. And Mayor Wiza, Mayor Mike up in Stevens Point, he was a Democrat, said, quote, "My job is to find a way to say yes. We are more divided than ever before, so we find common ground on the things we can, like selling Girl Scout cookies, school fundraisers, and things that are fun to do regardless of party affiliation." Similar to what Ron Fruit was telling us earlier today, find things in our communities we can agree on. To Luke's point, let's find things that we can agree on to move our communities and our state and our country forward. And we're going to talk about how we do that with our relatives next with the incomparable, the wonderful, the faboo, Kira Sabin, coming up next on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like this.
Springsteen. You can't go wrong with that. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hopefully you are streaming us on the Civic Media app. Go to WRCE News The Center and dial us up. Or perhaps you're doing it the old-fashioned way. Free radio over live over the... Well, our streaming is also free, but over-the-air terrestrial radio. That means it comes through the air magically to your little boombox. On WRCE Richland Center, on WXCO in beautiful Wausau, or on WA... I was going to say Waukesha, whoops. Or on WXCE in Lake Eyre. Earl Ingram will come up here and he will take me out if I try to go on to Waukesha. I said that over the weekend when Dr. Oz lost to John Fetterman in the Pennsylvania race. Of course, Dr. Oz would have been nobody, but he started on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And she helped launch his career. And then, like, the last 2 weeks, Oprah endorsed John Fetterman. So I said, Oprah Winfrey to Dr. Oz, I created you, and I will take you out.
That's a good observation.
Right?
It's very accurate.
Let me just tell you, my friends, our next guest is someone who I have known essentially my entire life. We grew up together, but at Richland Center back in southwest Wisconsin. She has an older sister named Heather who went to school with me, and Heather and I were swing choir partners in high school, and I have a younger sister named Heather who went to school with Kira, and so we both have sisters who are Heather, and Kira, from a young age, she was dialed in to her beliefs, and she knew what was up, and she and I would have absolute knockdown, drag-out debates and conversations in my mother's kitchen when I was still a Republican, and she was like, what the hell is the matter with you? And it was terrible. And now, all these years later, she joins me on my very first show after Todd has reformed and seen the light and left the Republican Party. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, the incomparable positive psychology practitioner, dating and relationship educator, but I call her the Karl Rove of love, Kira Sabin. Right? How are you doing, Kira?
I'm good. I mean, I do like to also call myself the troop leader of love.
Oh, the troop leader of love.
Okay. Yeah, a little nod to the scouts I think I flunked out of somewhere around third or fourth grade.
I was in Boy Scouts for like 4 months at Richland Center. So I was in a short time.
I got my Eagle Scout award, so I love the scouts.
Whoa. Yeah. See, that's the kind of dude I work with, Kira, an Eagle Scout.
Wow.
I know, right? That's super cool.
And to be fair, Todd, this is something that transfers between me, the abnormal producer, and your normal producer, Aaron Zommers. He is also an Eagle Scout.
That's right. That's right. So, obviously, I am a weak link here, Kira. I am not. Wow. I was the Boy Scout dropout. So you were in Girl Scouts or Brownies for a while?
I was in Brownies. I was there because we like made cool food that my mom didn't make. We made monkey bread.
I thought you made some interesting brownies, perhaps. I don't know.
Right. No, monkey bread. We made caramel apples. That was so cool. Right. So that's basically why I was in it.
That's fantastic.
Food driven at 8 years old.
That's fine.
Love it.
That's good. Well, you've gone on to, you had an eclectic career. I tell people that I have a mutt resume because I've done so many different things. You've done some fantastically amazing things over your career. But since back in 2007, was it, that you really started your current business as a, the simple way is to put it, as a life coach, but again, a positive psychology practitioner. You deal with people in relationships, you have a successful podcast, you have retreats that you take people on. And the thing I love about you, Kira, is, and there's something that I'm going to try and do this program, because I think that the people who are the most successful, or you can get to people, is when you're genuine and when you're yourself, right? So like, I try, my goal is to be the same person on the air always that I am off. And since I've known you, now in your professional career, you're exactly the same as you were when we were just sitting at mom's table and debating politics or whatever. You don't change. You bring your authentic self, and I think that's what makes your advice so interesting and impactful, is you just tell it like it is.
That is probably the best compliment you've ever given me. Aww. And that's a compliment that occasionally when I do hear it from people, you know, I don't care about being successful. I just want to be real, and I right. want to be able to be myself in all aspects of my life and still be able to make money and things like that. Be myself, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the ultimate goal,
right?
For me, is to be able to be like the best version of myself.
And I was very fortunate a couple of years back. I was able to go to your wedding with your wonderful and talented husband, Danny. It was a destination wedding in Mexico. And I don't know if I've ever told you this or not, but we had the tickets bought, and mom kind of helped do it as a family thing. And so we could be together, but also be there for you and Danny's wedding. And it was the same month as the cheese festival, the cheese days in Monroe, Wisconsin, that I go to every, it's so big, it only happens every other year, with Kurt and Florcie Kohler and my godsons. And my mom said, well, do you think you could go? And I said, oh yeah, Cheese Days is the next week. And we booked the tickets and we were happy. And then I found out like 3 days later that I was going to have to miss Cheese Days.
Oh my God.
I was
Wisconsin
dilemma.
I know. Right,
but
there.
I'm like,
right,
God bless it. I am going to see Kira's wedding over Cheese Days. So I chose you, Kira. I chose you.
I mean, I'd like to think you also chose like a nice resort on the beach.
It was
but
beautiful.
We can pretend it was me.
It was all you. It was all you. So here's the deal, Kira. We got this show. And yes, we're going to talk about politics. And yes, we're going to call people out, or feeding people BS. But now that the midterm elections are over, you know, we have to focus on how in the world do we get along? And how do we bring our communities together? And I'm not sure if you heard it earlier, but Ron Fruit was on. You know Ron. I mean, agree or disagree, Kira. You can stand down on Court Street in Richland Center and ask 100 people, is Ron Fruit a good guy? 99.9 of them would say he's a great guy. Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. I want to know who the person is that says no.
Right?
And who's that person?
And I told Luke over the break, I said, on the other hand, you can stand on Court Street and mention the word Todd Allball. I'd be lucky to get to 50%.
So, I think that's not true at all.
I don't know, maybe. But the point is that there are some people that are just naturally good at getting along with people like Ron. The holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving. I'm very fortunate that the people that I will spend Thanksgiving with are all on the same page, so we don't have this problem. But here's the thing. When I was working for former State Senator Dale Schultz his last term, he and former Majority Leader Tim Cullen, a Democrat, they co-sponsored a bill on gerrymandering and trying to get the laws changed with how we redistrict. The point is they would travel around the state. I would go with them, and I'd stand in the back of the room. And they get to the point of the presentation where they would say, after Act 10, the divisive Scott Walker legislation that dismantled public unions, after mining, after voter ID, and now with gerrymandering, there are golf foursomes that no longer play together because of politics. There are people in churches who no longer sit in the same pew because of politics. There are families that no longer get together because of politics. And it's like, how do we bring people together? So to you, my friend, Kira Sabin, life coach, Karl Rove of Love Extraordinaire, how do we break down barriers? How do we set boundaries, first of all, for not just obnoxious relatives, but maybe people that, well, let's not call them obnoxious, people that we find obnoxious in our own opinions. First of all, what the heck is a boundary?
Well, so with the holidays coming up, which is supposed to be fun in theory, right?
In theory, supposed to be
a lot of yummy foods, presents,
the great thing
cheer.
The great thing is I have a prescription for Vicodin I always keep in my back pocket.
So. Wow. So not even like low grade stuff there. No. Going straight to the Vicodin. I won't
get into it for people. I had shingles years and years ago and I developed myalgia from that. When I get under stress or whatever, the only thing it takes the pain away is Vicodin. And so I have a prescription. I won't get into it. But yes, so that sometimes that and a cup of coffee and a bottle of wine is how I get through the holidays.
I bet you do.
That's not healthy. But what's a healthier way when we talk about boundaries?
Well, and when we're talking about boundaries is in exactly with what you were saying. We have these people in our lives. We love them, probably at least some of the time, if not the majority of the time. But there is something about coming together for these holidays where that uncle, that cousin that kind of annoys you, whatever, or just somebody who has really, really different values than you can make it harder, a lot harder, right? And that's not what the holidays are supposed to be about. So we can learn how to set boundaries and make them feel good for everybody. So what a boundary is, just to get to that point, I wanted to make sure that we kind of understood that. It's just the way that we let people know who we care about, right? This isn't for strangers, it's for people we care about, what's okay and what's not okay. Basically, how to treat us.
So how do you start that conversation? Like, do you walk in and say, okay, before we sit down, here's what we're not talking about today. Like, how do you convey that to these people that we know and love?
That can be one way right there. You can even, before the whole entire holiday starts, set a boundary and just say, hi, I want to let everybody know that I'm really excited about seeing everybody and having grandma's pie. I will not be talking about politics that day because I think it makes it a much harder day. And that's not why we're getting together.
That's good.
You know, that's absolutely something that you can do. You know, you can do, as soon as somebody starts talking, you know, and starts, you know, possibly bringing things up that you don't agree with, you know, you can say, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. However, I'm going to keep my thoughts about politics private today so that I can enjoy the family time. Right. And if, you know, and the thing is that I find that people take our lead. Right. Mm-hmm. So if we start getting grumpy about it, if we start getting a little bit, you know, itchy and salty about it, they're going to come back with that. Right. They're sometimes just trying to bait us to get because they want to express their opinion. If you don't let them express their opinion, it stops right there.
But see, I think what you just said, I know it's simple, but growing up as a Southwest Wisconsin Methodist or a Lutheran, or even if you don't have a political or a religious affiliation, I think we in the Midwest and Wisconsin, we're just taught to be polite, right? So, you know, don't interrupt Uncle Joe, just let him talk. I find that my life sometimes hard just to say what you said, like, you know what, I'm just not going to talk about politics. You just kind of like keep quiet, let them keep ranting. And I think what you're saying, basically, it's like, Todd, grow a pair. Like just speak up, right?
I mean, more importantly, we're all adults, right? Yeah. This isn't, and man, one of the toughest things about growing up in the Midwest and the Midwest nice is the fact that we have told people that they don't get to express their emotions or opinions or tell people no. And that's not realistic for long-term relationships and friendships.
Right.
Right? Like, otherwise you just resent everybody and you don't like anybody in your life. Right. That's not good.
It's kind of like a simple redirect, right?
It absolutely is. And if you can like nip it in the bud right away, you might have a much better holiday versus going back and forth and back and forth, especially as the, you know, Miller Lite or right. whatever is going down. If you put that boundary up front, or if you kind of stop it right when it starts, you know, not only is that going to feel good for you, you're also role modeling some great skills for kids. Right? Because kids should be able to say to somebody, I don't like that. that doesn't feel nice, right?
I love the fact that you start out by saying, hey, I'm looking forward to grandma's pie, or I'm excited to see. Give a compliment first, and then just set that boundary. I like that a lot. We're going to take a break for a second, Kira, if you'll stay with us, please. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Kira Sabin, life coach and wonderful person, Fabu extraordinaire, about why are boundaries important, and how can we navigate tricky conversations around politics. All that and more with the lovely and talented Kira Sabin. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show. The fun never stops. Weekday mornings, 8 to 11. Luke Mathers on the board filling in for the ill Aaron Zommers. Thank you, Luke, for being with us. And the love queen, the Karl Rove of love, Kira Sabin, is here with us this morning. We appreciate you, Kira.
We really just have to lose the Karl Rove.
All right, fine. All right, really. I'll get rid of that. Overused. All right, fine. Kira's now executive producer of the show. We're talking, Kira, about boundaries as we continue to have our conversation this morning. Starting this program off with, are there ways that we can find unity with each other? Are there ways that we can get along and find without giving up our beliefs, without giving up those things that we hold inherent, that we believe in and fight for? It's not about conceding those, but how do we coexist with people that we love and care about or we have to work with in a very divisive world? And before the break, Kira was talking about setting boundaries, just kind of, you know, cutting through that Midwest nice and basically saying, you know, I'm looking forward to having grandma's pie, but I'm not going to talk about politics. Just put it out there. I mean, it sounds simple. Sometimes it's hard. Put it out there. Set that boundary early. Kira, what other types of boundaries can people think about and how can they set those?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, boundaries are not only for politics. They're for everything in your life where you feel like people maybe take advantage or say things that they should not have said and it hurts your feelings. Mm-hmm. And maybe they don't mean to, right? But that's why we set boundaries, so that we feel good and they feel good. Sure. That's the point. If you just stop them, that's called a wall. That's not the same thing, right? it's about being able to move forward so that everybody feels good.
But I think, can we just stop there for a second? Can you define that? Or that's something really important you just said. What's the difference between setting a boundary and a wall?
What walls stop our relationship. We set a wall when we're like, you have ticked me off so much, I don't even want to see you again. Mm-hmm. But that's not realistic when it comes to our siblings, when it comes to our relatives, when it comes to our parents even. You know, even exes. None of that is realistic. They have to be a part of our life. So if they have to be a part of our life, let's make it as good as possible. Mm-hmm. And boundaries help us do that.
That's awesome. So are there other areas besides politics?
Oh, absolutely. Other places that I teach, like my clients to set boundaries, how we choose to parent. Maybe mm-hmm. the way that you're choosing to parent is completely different than the way that your parents did, or your aunt and uncle, or your grandparents, and they have a lot of thoughts, right?
Sure.
And it's okay if they have thoughts. They don't have to share them with you, right? They can keep them to themselves.
Yeah.
And we get to also say that, you know, I think it's okay that you chose to parent me different, but this is what I'm choosing, and I'm a grown adult, and I can make those decisions, mm-hmm. and I'd love you to respect that, right? We don't always have to understand, but we can choose to respect because we care about people.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that. Choose to respect. Because I think a lot of that is respecting another person for the human that they are and the fact that they have an opinion. And I think it's one thing to have a hurtful or inappropriate opinion, if it's a racist, misogynistic, homophobic type of opinion that they're going to espouse. I don't think that's okay. But if they have just a simple opinion that, you know, on politics or how to parent differently, it's okay that that's kind of what makes the world go around, that we think differently, right?
Absolutely. That could be because of location, different values, religion. We just might have different opinions. And as you mentioned, we're all humans. We've all had different experiences. We've all had different upbringings. And so who we are is because of all of those different things. So we're going to have different opinions as other people. And that's okay. What's not okay is when we make the other person wrong.
So let me ask you this, because I'm not sure if you heard earlier, but I gave the example. I used to go with Dale and Senator Cullen's, former state senator Dale Schultz and Tim Cullen, one Republican, one a Democrat. And they talk about, you know, people that don't golf with golf foursomes, don't sit next to each other in church, that don't go to the same coffee clutch anymore because of differing opinions, or maybe because, to your point, Kira, words were exchanged that were hurtful. What is the first step? How do we start to repair those relationships? Not that we want to hang out with that person anymore, but just make it bearable so when we see them in a restaurant, that it's not uncomfortable. How do you take the first step towards bringing people back together in that situation?
I'd love to give you a quick tool. Even look at if that's person that you want to have a relationship with.
Okay.
What are your similar values? Right? Is there differences in how you vote or politics about values? Because that's hard to have a long-term relationship with someone, or a really strong relationship with somebody who sees the world completely differently than you.
Sure.
But if it's just they like to vote for this person because that person's, you know, just more in line with what they believe, you know, vice versa, we have to find our other commonalities, right? There's probably a good chance you like the same TV shows or movies. I can guarantee they probably like the Packers, right? Like, I can guarantee there are always going to be similarities and commonalities. And we have to look at how to find those commonalities. What I think is really upsetting about sometimes media and the news, although I realize we're on media, is just the fact that they like to poke at all of the differences.
Sure.
Right? They like to make sure that everybody sees them. But at the end of the day, this is still people that you grew up with. These are still people that you've known for a long time. And there's probably a ton of things that you can laugh about and remember, as well as enjoy in common now.
Kira, we have about 2 minutes left of the segment. It's gone much faster than I would have liked. But I thank you for coming on. But before we let you go, what, as you just talk to people, as you encounter people in coaching relationships, I know you focus predominantly on women, but all people, what people listening this morning, what's kind of the overarching thing? Give us one, two at the most things. What's the best thing we could do to make our lives better with the people within them to just forge better relationships?
Let go of the outcome. You can basically say what you're going to say. They may receive it. They may not. Right. Mm-hmm. But the point is that you're setting that boundary because you're taking care of you. Right.
That's
you're
so
taking
good.
Care of what's important to you. So there's a chance that you may say to your parent, hey, you don't need to comment about this. That doesn't feel good. You can have your opinion. I can have mine. But at the end of the day, they're still going to be in your life. They're still going to be your life. And we still get to say to somebody, that doesn't feel good.
Right.
As an adult, we should get to say that to the people in our lives, because we want to make people in our life feel good.
Keeping it
That's
real.
What love
Keeping
is.
It real. Thank you. Keeping it real, Kira Sabin. You're wonderful. Please come back often. I'd love to have you. Thanks for joining us. The positive psychology practitioner, the wonderful and talented Kira Sabin. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.